Welcome to the Kevin Hilly Podcast, just a sample of what he does each morning on 101.9 The Wave. Now, here's Kevin.
There is this crazy conspiracy theory going around, and let me warn you ahead of time. Some of this is a little dark, okay? So if you have somebody around you who's, you know, maybe easily disturbed, just fair warning here. Some of the subject matter in this might be a little touchy, but Avril Lavigne supposedly was replaced by a lookalike after she took her own life, like maybe about 2003. The word is that she was distraught at the death of her grandfather, who died in the early 2000s, and she just couldn't go on anymore, and so she took her own life, and the record company already had the music for her second album ready to go, so they got a hold of somebody who looks like her, a doppelganger, and they didn't have to worry about her being able to sing it because, again, you know, the music was already out there. And then she changed her whole style. Well, first of all, let me just bring in our very own Shelby here, who is probably the biggest skincare makeup authority that I know. You can tell I don't know a lot of people. But so you look at this picture, and by the way, you go to our Wave website right now, 1019thewave.com. It is on there for you. Shelby, you look at these two pictures. You got Avril on the left, and supposedly this lookalike on the right.
Right.
Do you see an obvious difference there?
No.
Do they look like they could be the same person?
You know, I don't buy this conspiracy theory at all. That looks like her. I think that, you know, she just kind of went through that change that a lot of girls do.
Then there's one from 2004 of Avril, supposedly, I guess.
Right.
And then a later one from 2007 with real dark eye makeup and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Does that look like... Again, if you go to 1019thewave.com, you can see these. You can follow along here. Play the home version, if you will. But
I mean, if that's a doppelganger, man, they got a dead ringer.
Yeah.
That looks exactly like her.
There are some people who are pointing out, well, little differences in, you know, the corner of the eyes or whatever.
I do. I might see a little bit of a difference in the main picture at the top of the post in the nose. But who is to say she didn't get a little work done? You know, it doesn't look like it's a completely different nose. It just looks like maybe she got a thinned out bridge or something.
The second picture almost looks more like Anna Camp to me than...
Oh, it kind of does.
They got Anna Camp to do this. I don't know. But, you know, I look at this and I wonder... See, and here's the other thing, too. They say that her style completely changed because she used to be sort of this dark emo sort of style. And then she turned into, suddenly, or at least it seems suddenly, this sort of pop princess.
Right.
You know, Avril Lavigne's musical style changed, and they probably had to do that in order to accommodate this new person.
Now, that's where I'm going to mention Taylor Swift, because she did go through that change as well, and no one's saying that she's a doppelganger of the real Taylor Swift.
Oh, great.
Oh, here we go.
Way to start another conspiracy
theory.
There's
a new one.
Shelby, Although, no, I think you're right. Her musical, she matured and she went from, you know, singing about 16-year-old love to...
Exactly.
Now being in love with whoever she's dating now, I guess, you know. But
who knows nowadays?
So, I thought the funniest part of this, seriously, was when somebody shared this with their mom. They said they showed the mom the conspiracy theory about Avril Lavigne. And the mom says, well, it looks like she just learned how to do her makeup better.
I agree, Mom.
I agree. But go to 1019thewave.com. You can check it out right now, see the pictures, and share what you think. Thank you for your expertise, Shelby.
Yeah, no problem.
You're going to be my go-to person for anything makeup or skin related.
Hey, I got your back, man.
Very good.
You'll find the Kevin Hilly Podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Audio Boom, Stitcher, and TuneIn. Subscribe, share, comment, and like. You can email Kevin, too, at kevinhilly@gmail.com. And, of course, he's on the air each day from 6 to 10 a.m. Central Time on 101.9 The Wave. Thanks for listening to the Kevin Hilly Podcast.